I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. This is National Farmers Market Week. Colorado's farmers markets are participating in the celebration. Ben Feldman is the policy director for the Farmers Market Coalition.
No coincidence that it does happen the first week in August, the peak of the season when customers can go out and get the best tomatoes and the best peaches from their local farmers and really enjoy the very visceral experience of food grown locally, how much better it tastes.
You likely have a favorite local market, but you can find several more options at coloradofarmers.org. A lot of markets have special events going on, like tastings, cooking demonstrations from local chefs, gardening workshops, live music, scavenger hunts, giveaways, and prizes. Feldman says the farmers are benefiting from the arrangement, too.
There's good data showing that farmers who sell directly to the public stay in business longer. They're less likely to experience, shifts in the market that they can't control. We know that farmers who sell directly to the public employ more people and generate more jobs.
Smithsonian.com says that in July 1806, President Thomas Jefferson bought beef, eggs, and some vegetables at a Georgetown market. The Renaissance began to emerge after the passage of the Farmer-to-Consumer Direct Marketing Act in 1976. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.